forward.
Just go do your job or get started.
All right. So would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, I don't think I want to do all that. You mean to be recorded?
Yeah, just your name.
Oh, my name is Lynn, and I've lived on 6400 Detroit for the past 75 years. So, you know, I know pretty well what the neighborhood has been like since 1933, I think it is.
Okay. Well, let's think about, you know, starting. How did you come to this neighborhood?
Well, when we first lived in Cleveland, we lived on West 52nd Street. And then my parents came to St. Helena's Church, which is down on 65th, in below Detroit. And by walking to church, because they didn't have cars, that many cars in those days, so they walked to church. And then, I don't remember how the thing came about, whether they had a for rent sign out or somebody told them the house was vacant. But anyway, we rented from the Pattons. They were, at that time, there was just Mary Patton and Margaret. They were the two survivors of the Patton family. And I guess she liked my parents when she talked to them, because Mary was the oldest of the two. And then we rented the house, and there were three of us, three girls. And so she felt that it would be a nice group to have in her house.
And who were the Pattons? Were they a big family around this area? But,
as far as I know, there were six of them in the family, and four boys and two girls, and one boy was a policeman, and I know they were very active around this way, and when Mary died, she was the last of the family. I don't remember the exact years, but anyway. And they were members of St. Coleman's Church, and they were both very nice ladies that we, you know, were acquainted with. So, and we were pretty well behaved, as you know, kids were in those days. And that's as much as I know about her. I know she was a very straight-laced lady, and you had to behave with her around. So that's all I can tell you about us. And then we had down the street on 64th Street, there were a lot of Romanian people, and there were quite a few Irish people, and they all came. A good part of them belonged to our church, to St. Helena's, and then across the street on Detroit, almost diagonally across from us, was St. Mary's Orthodox Church, and that was the two churches that our Romanian people attended. And then eventually they moved away, as everybody, so many people did. And of course, the question I used to get, but not anymore now. They say, "Are you still living there?" And I said, "Yes, we are." And it was a marvelous place to live. It was close to town and close to our, you know, I worked downtown, so it was very convenient to live there, and didn't even think of moving anywhere. And then eventually, I was able to tell them, "We have no mortgage. We are close to the church. We're close to work." You know, the transportation was so wonderful, so that kept us there, among other things. And that's about all I can tell you about being, you know, in that house and in that area. And they had the Harp apartments across the street from us, and just really it was a nice place, nice people to live there, and it was well kept, and it still is now.
So did your family move to the house to be closer to St. Helena?
I guess just about, that was it. Because my father worked at the Westinghouse, and that was down on 58th below Herman, you know, down on the Lakeshore. On the Boulevard. Mm-hmm. But that's of course, there was Gordon Square Theater across the street from us, which was really, you know, exciting. Because by the time, it was primarily a vaudeville theater. It was really nice, as youngsters, to watch these people going to the theater and so on. And then we had the Capitol Theater on West 65th Street, and that's where we spent our recreational time. You know, going to the movies and getting to know the boys in the area and so on. And then we had marvelous neighbors. They were all part of your upbringing to speak of, because they sort of watched over you and so on. And it's, and then you know, the stories came and went, some of them, but. You know, it's changed a lot since we first moved there, naturally. And now it seems to be getting back to being a little more active with new restaurants and new people. And we found just a lot of nice people that still live down on the street on West 64th. I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh, you've actually said a lot of things. I'm actually going to go back and ask you a lot about what you've said. I guess first we'll start with your family. Just out of curiosity, what was sort of the makeup of your family? How long had they been in Cleveland?
Well, they moved to Cleveland in 1922. And then in 1934, 33 or 34 was when we moved. I can't quite remember. It was in the fall because I was just starting high school at that time. And they just moved to the neighborhood because it was a very nice neighborhood. And some, but we didn't. There were not too many. Well, the houses were built. Most of the houses were built down the street. Because I think most of them were built around the 1925 or so is when the houses were built. But we came after that, and we had.
Where did you come from? Your family?
We were born in Zanesville, the three of us. But my parents came from Romania, mm-hmm. And my father came here first. But he came mostly to. I better not say this. To avoid being in the Austria-Hungary army, because at that time Romania was part of their, they ruled that part of Romania. Mm-hmm. And so he came to this country, and before you know why he became established here. And they had sort of planned to go back in 1914, and then the World War started, World War I started. And then, so they had to stay. By the time the war ended, my father felt that he liked this country better than where he came from and so on. And that's how they decided to stay here. And then, we went to school at St. Stephen's, which is on West 54th, between Bridge and Lorraine. And then, it was a grade school and a high school at that time. But in the meantime, it's changed many, because we graduated many years ago.
Mm-hmm. You moved to Cleveland in the 30s, or I'm just trying to straighten everything out. Your family moved.
They moved from Zanesville to Cleveland. I think it was 1922 that I.
22.
Yeah.
And then you moved to this neighborhood?
Yes, yeah. On West 52nd Street in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it like? Do you remember some of the. Sorry, I'm getting at that fly. That's like right in the sort of beginning of the Depression, or not really the beginning, the sort of heart of the Depression.
I remember that really well. That was a terrible time. And we were just young enough to sort of understand that. We better not. We just couldn't. We knew not to ask for anything, like toys and all that stuff. You just did what our parents provided for us as far as recreation and. I sure remember that. And when the banks failed, we all had a Christmas club because that was popular at that time.
What was a Christmas club? Can you explain it?
Yeah, you paid weekly. Well, you could buy one that was, I think, for $12.50 and $25 and $50, something in that amount of money. And then you paid, the ones we had were 25-cent ones. And by the time Christmas came along, you had $12.50 and thing. And that was a lot of money. And when the banks failed, we couldn't get our money because the banks failed in October of 29. I remember that. And it made a difference in our lives because everybody had to do a little being economical instead of having everything, most everything you wanted or needed. And then everybody lived through that somehow. And then we got back to normal again. Then the next thing, World War II came, and then we had rationing people couldn't buy new cars and so on. Those two times made a big difference in our lives. And I think that's how we learned to be just a little more economical and think before you spent your money too freely, really. Like these young people are so in debt, you know, with their charge, with their credit card and so on. But we learned to spend only what you're able to pay for within a short time. You know, like when you opened a charge, you learned that you paid for it when the charge came. Whatever you bought, you were able to pay for. And then the next thing you know, things got better. And again, we were able to enjoy a little more in life than we had before. And you appreciate it more, too. So that's about what I can tell you about those two areas.
Can you describe... how about just neighborhood descriptions? Can you describe the neighborhood when you first moved in and what you remember it being like?
Oh, it was such a nice... Well, it still is a nice street if you look down our street. And, you know, years ago, we just played on our street. I didn't go past 65th Street for years because we went up to 65th and you went to school and came home and did your homework and did all that. But you just sort of hung around with the young ladies and the children that you knew on our street to speak of. And I can remember, and then of course we only went as far as 65th to the church. At that time we were just big enough that we could go to the Wallace Library, and that was a real treat to walk down to 74th Street. But that's how it was when we were in that age group. And it was just a nice place to live, and we had a nice yard, and you know, a big enough yard that we could do what, you know, played in the yard and laid out in the sun because we had nice high hedges around the house. It was really, really well kept and so on. And so you could, you know, during vacation time when the summer was so bright, well, you could lay out in the sun and sort of have a picnic while you were getting suntan and so on. So it was fun. And we just had a lot of friends, and your friends were sort of circled around the neighborhood. And that's about all. And I think you didn't pay attention to other than your social group, you know, your family and your friend. And then we visited somebody every Sunday, or else they visited at our house. It was sort of a, you know, round robin. You visited one family this Sunday, the next Sunday, because that's how we spent our time. When we were just a little bit older, then we used to go to Metropolitan Park off of Detroit, you know, at Rocky River, and go bike riding there and so on. That was some of our recreation on Sunday afternoon, because you didn't do any housework or anything on there, or didn't wash clothes or do anything. You just enjoyed Sunday just lounging around.
You talked about some of the businesses and the... Can you talk about that? Yeah. Anything you remember specifically?
Oh, yeah, on the corner of Detroit and 65th, there was a shoe store called O'Boyle's. And that's where, you know, we bought our shoes. And then when we got a little older, we could go in there ourselves and buy them. You know, you didn't have to have your mom because, you know, it was so close. But these were all people that knew what your mom would buy for you. I mean, it was that way. And then on the other side of 65th, there was an AMP, and I know there was a dress shop, and they had such nice clothes in there. You know, it was something that you window shopped more as much as buying anything in there. This Gordon Square building had a market down in the basement. And it was just the best place to come to, you know, as a kid in any place where they had lots of stands with fruit stands. It was just a really, really nice place to work. Not to work, you know, to go to and so on. And then of course the Capitol Theater was our main source of entertainment.
Was the Capitol Theater? What was it like? I guess for people who hadn't been there.
Well, it was such a nice big place, and they had a balcony, and And I can't say if I remember when the movie, when they had the talking pictures, but somehow I can sort of remember that. And I know that it had like where they had an organ that played music and well, gee, that was so far back. But of course, we went there and enjoyed it. And they had I think on Saturdays they gave things away like China, you know, little prizes or premiums that you made a collection of so and so on. But we never went to the show in the evening, because that was for the grown-ups, you know. My parents have been to the show, and I know we still have a few little things that they collected at that time, you know, pieces of china or dinnerware and so on. And then, of course, across the street, and then at the corner there was Marshall Drug, that income tax place. You know, they do income tax right on the corner. Well, there was a Marshall Drug, and then they had a soda fountain, which was really, you know, a place to go. And then on the other side, they had, I think it was called Standard Drug, but I'm not sure. And they had a soda fountain there, too. And then next to it, they had a hardware store called Rothman's. And, kiddo, that was the best place to go to eat. There was so much stuff to see, you know. And they were just such nice people, you know, both of the people that ran the Rothmans. And they were there for years and years, remember that. And then, of course, I'm trying to think, but on the other, where the Cleveland Public Theater, at that time, there were two stores there. And one was a beauty shop, and one was like a family restaurant. And that was another place that, you know, you enjoyed going to. And of course, going to the beauty shop, you really thought that was a big deal then. And that's at our little corner there. Because, you know, you didn't venture too far from there. And around the place where the Save-A-Lot is, there used to be a set of apartments, really nice ones. But that they were torn down, and then the Kroger company built a store there. And then coming back this way, I think there's a leather shop. Where the leather shop is, there used to be a barber shop, and I remember that was but anyways, it was bombed one night, you know, later in the evening, not through the night, but, you know, about 9 or 10 o'clock, and it was, that was really some excitement, you know, to have a thing. And I don't know whether it had to do with the barber shop didn't have, you know, like when the unions were starting to be a little stronger, and I don't think it. I don't know whether it involved that or not. But the point, we just had our house paint, the house painted, and of course, you know, all that explosion and so on. And I remember I guess it must have been their insurance company or something. They paid for getting, you know, the part of the house that was affected by the bombing painted. We thought that was the greatest thing in the world, and that's. Other than that, I'm trying to think on the other side of the street. I don't know what was built before Creations built that funeral home. I think there must have been houses there on. Yeah, I think there were houses on that. And the house that's on the corner now, or it's not the one past the corner. Before, there was a big white house on that corner, too, and that was really a nice house, too. And some nice people lived there, and people that whose family we got to know when they, you know, when they moved in. And then down on 65th Street, there were a lot of Irish people, plus there was, I wish I could remember now the name of the Irish family, and their father was with the Cleveland Trust. Yeah, I think it was called the Cleveland Trust, and they were on the corner of 65th and Detroit, where Zones has his office now, and the bank was there for a long time. Then it was closed, and then a bar opened there called Lenahan's, and we just thought that was the greatest thing. And when you went by, you know, and they have such big windows there, and you could look in there, and of course, we never ventured to go in there because that was not something young ladies did in those days. Yeah. And then on our side. I don't remember when City Grill finally opened, but it's been there for so long. You know, and you just sort of take it into your stride and so on. And that's about it. And listen, Kelly, I've got to go now.
You have to go right now?
Well, 2 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about real quick St. Helena's and the Romanian stuff.
I don't want to get into that because I think Ray wants to talk to Father and have him come over and talk to him.
Well, we can do both though.
Well, I don't want to say any bunch of, you know, I've been there so long and so on, and every other 10 minutes I'm at a priest. So right now he's not my favorite person in the world, so I don't want to say that. But it's really been that was just a wonderful place to be, because, you know, all the Romanian Catholics came to St. Helena's, and the Orthodox went to St. Mary's, which that, you know, that I mentioned across the street from us. And everybody knew each other. You were just part of everybody's family. And at St. Helena's, you know, it's kind of a small enough church that you might be away, not at church on one Sunday or the next Sunday, and people think, well, they must be on vacation. But by the third Sunday, they begin to worry about, you know, where are you, or, you know, what's happening. And that's it, and it's just a church that you just, it's part of your way of life, and you're almost your second home. You know, of course right now, I must say people have moved away to other neighborhoods, but they always come back to St. Helena's because that's their like second home to them too, part of your way of life and so on. And so many of my friends we've known since we were little children, but they either lived down on 64th or 58th Street or 59th Street, you know, and that, because they all were within walking distance for years and years. You know, they didn't have cars and drove up to church. So, and we've seen the progress from a smaller building, and then now it's a nice complex. You know, we have some such nice buildings and so on.
Is it really the oldest Romanian, what is it?
The oldest Romanian church in the United States. It was built in 1904, or established, I think, 1904, 1906. And the, it was built by the people that I think in 1904, from what I remember of the history of the church, you know, these people gathered together, you know, the Romanian families, and then they were able to get in touch with the Cleveland Diocese and asked for assistance, and they helped them build the parish house and the church, and they've been part of the scene for all these years.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can let you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.